Welcome back to Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen filling in for Cheryl today. Governor Snyder's proposal to tax both public and private pensions in Michigan for the first time causing quite a stir, although it looks like a compromise on the plan has been reached. To find out more about the impact of the proposal, I'm talking to AARP Michigan President Eric Schneiderwind. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
First of all, are you pleased with the compromise on taxing pensions as it's being proposed in the legislature?
No, we are not. AARP believes this basically raises taxes on seniors, people on pensions, by over $300 million and literally gives every penny of that to reduce business taxes while cutting the services we use. So we end up getting worse services, higher taxes, and we don't think it will produce new jobs.
Now, the original plan was this complete tax. The new revised plan means no tax at all for anyone 67 or older. Does that is that most of the majority of retirees?
No, there are many, many people who retire well before age 67. Certainly many, for instance, like police or fire, retire early because of the type of occupation. But even so, many people retire in their 60s. All of these people would pay higher taxes under the Snyder plan. And worst of all, that money doesn't help local communities or services that are being cut severely under the budget, but rather every penny of that goes to just lower someone else's taxes, namely business. So we think it's unfair, fundamentally unfair, to cut services, raise taxes on seniors, and then use the money to lower taxes for someone else.
I guess up to now, Michigan is one of the few states that has no pension tax. With a growing retired population in the state, is it unreasonable to have to tax pensions?
Well, I think that's a popular myth. You know, really, there are about 13 states which do not substantially tax pensions. The thing is that many of these people have planned their retirements, they have limited income, and they have no way of paying hundreds of dollars of additional taxes. So it's just simply unfair. And I would also say those people over at 67 and over are going to lose some tax deductions. They're going to lose a special senior exemption, and for most of the people, that's worth about $100 that they're going to lose as well. So even people at or above 67 are not going to escape the pain under this budget.
Now, the governor's original plan led to a big protest outside the Capitol earlier this year. Do you feel that led to the compromise on this issue, or was it another factor?
I think it's a combination. Certainly our protest was an early event, but after that, our members have talked to their representatives, to their senators, they've written letters, and they have shown everybody just how much they oppose this plan to raise pension taxes at a time when most people cannot adjust their income to take that loss.
Now, there are two types of retirees, those with a healthy nest egg and those with a fixed income living right on the line. What percentage of Michigan retirees would you say are barely getting by?
You know, I don't know the exact percentage, but I have to believe, you know, well over half of them are really down to the balancing each penny. They lost a lot of money in the stock market. Their homes are worth less. They haven't been getting cost of living adjustments on Social Security on the one hand, and yet their medical expenses have been going up, you know, 5, 7, 10% a year. So these people are getting squeezed increasingly every day, and then to hit them with, you know, hundreds or in some cases thousands of new taxes that they never dreamed would occur is just simply unfair.
Now, what was the governor's even initial proposal to tax pensions in general? Was that a surprise?
Yes, I have to say that we didn't expect either the pension tax and certainly not of the magnitude that was proposed. And what came as a biggest shock of all is that we thought that the government would be looking at revenues to avoid these huge cuts in local community schools, you know, which will hurt our children and grandchildren, cuts to the community budgets that will reduce police and fire protection, cuts to universities that will make it less affordable for our children and grandchildren, and then not one real new dollar to fix these crumbling roads and bridges around us. So what came as an even bigger shock was that all these cuts are going to occur in the budget, and then all the money raised, the over $1 billion raised from seniors and the poor, would go entirely to fund an 86% reduction in business taxes. it would leave businesses with the lowest tax burden in the entire United States. And that was the biggest shock of all.
I'm talking to AARP Michigan President Eric Schneiderwind. Now, working people have certainly struggled with the state's dissolving job market. How would you compare that experience to retirees over the past several years?
I think all the people in this state have really felt economic pressure. Those people who are working have seen certainly situations where their wages are not being increased. Their benefits are being cut back. People in blue chip companies all of a sudden can no longer take it for granted that they have a good pension or good medical benefits. And the same thing is occurring with retirees. You know, a lot of companies are either increasing deductibles or copays for medical insurance for retirees, or in some cases just eliminating it altogether. So throughout Michigan, we're feeling these pressures, and to be hit all of a sudden with hundreds of dollars of new taxes that you certainly could not have anticipated is just unfair.
And how active is the AARP in interfacing with lawmakers, and are you optimistic that they'll be more responsive?
I think that we have been giving this an all-out effort. We are getting our members engaged. We are talking to concerned legislators all the time. We are working with other interest groups as allies to educate the public. I think the public does need to understand what's taking place here. These big tax increases are not being used to help avoid cuts, to help support your communities. All of the increases are being used to lower business taxes 86%. And I think once the public understands that, they are going to reject this plan.
Now, Governor Snyder says the purpose of this plan is to do what's most important for him, which is to bring jobs to Michigan. Is that the wrong plan?
Well, right now, I think even the lieutenant governor who testified in front of the House Tax Committee admitted there's no way to guarantee there will be new jobs. Think about this. The Snyder administration is effectively doubling down a bet on lowering business taxes to create jobs and not improve the communities. What if Indiana one fine day and Governor Daniels down there says, okay, I'll see your tax reduction and raise you one? Or what if we find out that in Michigan, businesses don't want to come here when they've got crumbling roads, they've got unsafe communities, or they've got poor school systems? You know, if those things happen, we're going to have, you know, higher taxes, worse services, and no new jobs. So this is not the way to go.
And looking at the other cuts in the budget, are there other pending concerns retirees have in terms of what we'll end up with once the budget is passed?
Well, certainly there are people who in the community, you look around at the services, and once again, the police and fire protection that we depend on will certainly be cut back. With the budget cuts, communities are going to be laying off employees. The schools will lose a lot of funding, and that will affect property values if the school quality declines. And once again, the universities out there are being cut severely, and I worry that our children and grandchildren won't be able to get an affordable education in this state. So I think retirees, they worry a lot about their children, and a lot of these cuts are going to hurt our children.
And in terms of the taxation on the pensions, it appears at this point that some form of tax will be passed. What will be the impact on retirees once that happens?
Well, we are working just as hard as we know how to prevent the governor's plan, which would tax pensions. But obviously, if you tax pensions and people just didn't plan on it, they're older, they have no way or little way of supplementing their income, then they will start cutting back the amount of money they spend in the communities. And people forget that when you pay out a pension to somebody in Michigan, literally all of it gets spent in Michigan. And so that creates a bad economic impact, and that may cost us some jobs as well.
And that's AARP Michigan President Eric Schneiderwind. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Cohen. More of Fritz and Friends coming up on 1320 WILS.